Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Live Play Role Playing Podcast. I'm your host, CJ, and joining me today are Josh.
Heyo.
Carrie.
Hi, I hiccup during other people's introductions.
Felix.
Hey.
Raul.
Hey.
Rachel.
Hey, y'all.
And Dale. What?
What? Huh?
I think I'm
lost. Oh my god, a wild Australian appeared!
I think I stumbled into the wrong podcast.
What? I know, it's not Thursday night. What are you doing here?
I know. Alright, bye.
It's Halloween again, you guys.
No.
It's Halloween.
We actually like your eardrums.
Last time, we got library cards.
Basically, that was the whole episode right there.
Yeah.
We got fancy library cards, and Fred Gould found the books with sword pictures in them.
He is the happiest bear at the ball.
And the most lovely.
I didn't say that.
I did.
He's
a handsome bear. Yeah. And we ended the last episode at pretty much at a point of where are we going? And Belfreya skipped away.
Hey, she has books to read. That is a woman on a mission.
Right?
Come hell or high water, nobody's going to stop her.
There's an archaeologist in the world's most famous library.
Yeah, there is.
She's not wasting any time.
I am not currently reading a book. This needs to be fixed. Stat.
ASAP.
That's basically my mood 24/7 since I got my Kindle, so.
Good mood.
Better mood is I'm currently reading.
Yay.
Best mood, I have a book and cookies.
All right. So we're just going to go ahead and get right into the action. Who's starting?
I'm wandering around like an idiot.
Frau Ghoul is concerning the archivist at the College of War. Likely continue for some point in time.
Yeah, I grab a couple of the books I found. I put them on the table, prop them up on a pile of the books that I made. And I'm like, okay, so I stand like this and I go down with the sword with two hands and then I come back and I'm just like mimicking all the pictures that I see.
Oh.
I'm not even reading like the history or anything. I'm just like,
how do I do the thing? Show me how to do the thing.
I just imagine Samantha is on like a completely different table, feet propped up with a magazine.
At what point does he take the sword away?
Whenever he hurts somebody.
Which hasn't happened yet, and the books are still safe, so everybody is happy in that regard.
Wait, I can jump and then come down with it too?
It's kind of like, I don't know if any of you guys are Bleach watchers or not. It's like watching the first captain teach Kenpachi. You know, it's great when you hold your sword with one hand, but try holding it with two. You mean I can hold my sword with two hands?
Bwah? Nani?
Yeah. Oh, I can use two hands. Boom. I'm like, wow, that's a whole lot more power. Okay.
I don't need to learn anything else, but you can do... Nope, done.
More power, that's all I need. I'm ready to take on the world.
Fred Gould is kind of like focused on fighting. He is not a complete moron. He does read up on a little bit of tactics and strategy.
Low intelligence, high wisdom, like any standard fighter.
Yeah, like... He understands the basic concepts of like of battle.
combat, yeah.
Of combat,
you're still alive. Like,
yeah,
you have to have some level of battlefield awareness in order to be alive.
Indeed. Speaking of being alive, Velfrey is in a giant library.
Yes, heading straight for the catalog and immediately pulling a stack of books and heading to a study table to get to work. Notes open, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, you notice when you enter and the archivist starts to go through their spiel about, is there anything I can help you with? They see what you are, they see that you have a card in hand, and they just don't even bother.
Thank you. I give them a friendly nod and wave and let them get back to their work. My people are known for being giant nerds, you guys.
Smart people.
Nerds!
So yeah, I'm going to
dodge.
Pull whatever historical records I can find of Remy's era, his people, magic, technology, whatnot, and pull anything that seems remotely relevant, even if it, especially if it creates a giant pile that I may or may not need my own library cart for. Pick a nice big empty table, open up my notebook, because of course I have more than one, and get to studying.
All right then. Go ahead and give me a learning roll.
Alrighty, let me actually get back to that window.
Yeah, we even had to be on roll 20 for a couple of shows.
Yeah, that's what happens when the game isn't purely hack and slash the monsters.
There we go.
But I like time hack stairs. And slash the monsters.
We know you do, sweetie.
Advantage or regular?
You know what you're looking for, so go ahead and roll with advantage because you are a scholar.
Twenty-one.
Okay. You don't have any trouble ascertaining the books that are most likely to have the relevant information you're looking for, just based on things like title, author, you know, time of publishing, that sort of thing. And you find yourself a pretty good collection of information to dig into for the foreseeable future.
Awesome. So I just go ahead and invest all my time in doing that.
Yeah, you have entered research mode for the time being.
Yay. I'm in my happy place.
You see a little icon pop up above her head, do not disturb.
Like a little red sign.
I'm pretty sure that there's a particular expression she has right now that all of the people in a part of the archive this deep know extremely well, and nobody even tries to so much as sit at the table. Like, they may borrow a chair, and that's it. You don't touch the table.
She's not going to need this. Don't get too close to the books, or she might bite your hand off.
Yeah, you don't touch the table, the books on it, or the cart. And you do not speak unless there is something on fire.
And even then, she might just be like, I'm warming my hands.
This is fine.
Okay, so Velfreya is doing that for the foreseeable future. And Calabras is wandering around aimlessly, like he's been doing for the past couple centuries.
Basically.
Which leaves us with Ami and Kai.
Yeah, we do. All right. So she wanted to go to the astrology tower.
Yep.
So to the School of the Stars.
Well, that's a very elegant name for it, but okay. You head for the building with the observatory. It is not the largest of the establishments on campus, but given that, or rather, given what Lisae said about that particular college in her brief summary of the various buildings, you wager that this is the The school of study most likely to be frowned upon by the quote unquote more serious researchers.
Yeah.
But given that they have a giant telescope pointed at the sky and you're from the moon, probably the most relevant to your interests.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's where we're going.
Alrighty. You guys head inside. It actually takes a second for the archivist present at the front desk to realize that there are actually people entering the college. And they look up with a bit of surprise. Oh, yes, how can I help you?
Hi. We are here to do some research on anything that you may have for extraplanetary sentience.
Ooh, extraplanetary sentience. You're certainly getting into the more theoretic schools of study, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, you're certainly in the right place for that. You are likely going to head to the... I suppose the best place to start would be the West Wing, and then you'll want to head to the observatory itself to see if you can catch one of the professors there.
Yes, absolutely. I would need to... I also would like to schedule some time to be able to use the observatory, and I kind of flash the card, preferably with my friend here alone.
Well, there isn't actually much in the way of requests for observatory use, so I suppose we can certainly schedule that for you. For obvious reasons, you'll need to come back after nightfall.
Of course.
Looking through the telescope during the daytime is not the most advised course of action, unless you're attempting to blind yourself.
Yeah, I've
understandable.
Had my share of staring at the sun a little bit too long, so yes. I appreciate you.
I want to imagine there's a plaque. Please do not stare at the sun, signed One Eye Willy.
The sun is a deadly laser.
Thank you for your time. We will be back after. I will come back to here after nightfall to see if we can get that scheduled properly.
Certainly. If there's anything else you need, just let me know.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
I'll be here.
As will we. At that point, he's like, oh, man, I can't believe I pulled that one out of my ass. all right, we go to the West Wing.
Alrighty. It's not too far of a walk. As previously mentioned, this is not the largest of the colleges. Yeah. And there isn't a whole lot in terms of proper books. A lot of it is scroll work of individual theses and postulations, theories. Most of the books themselves are collections of folklore from the various areas, okay. Particularly relating to various myths about visitors from the stars, things of that nature that sound like they could possibly be talking about historical interactions with people from the moon.
All right. So, none of these strike us as full-blown fiction, though, correct?
Well, they certainly read as such, particularly folklore, but most of the scroll work is dedicated to extrapolating the individual and sometimes distantly related folklores as more conclusive experiences with a unified force, shall we say.
Okay.
Sort of like how you'll have Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the Wendigo.
Yeah.
The Yeti, and so on.
Those are snake people.
Not the UNT, the Yeti. Where when you stop and look at them, they're all very similar and could potentially be talking about the same thing, Except in the Wendigo's case, depending on who you're asking, because that thing's nasty.
Right.
But we won't talk about that until dawn.
Nice. I approve. Do I find anything? And I'm assuming this will be a roll. We're looking for any kind of like physical descriptors.
That's going to be learning, similar to what Velfrey was doing.
That's what I figured.
Because you are researching, even if it is through folklore and urban legends.
Yep.
So just for shits and giggles, I'm going to do it too, because, you know, I am just such a smarty pants.
And I am not going to take advantage on it because I am not a scholar.
I rolled higher than CJ.
Nice.
It's that sort of serendipity thing where, because you don't know exactly what you're looking for, it sort of just jumps out of the page at you.
And here I'm like, hey, Kai, look.
That's definitely us.
Us!
They're describing someone of the gold. They're describing your people here. Did you see?
Most of the recounts across the folklore seem to agree on people from beyond this realm having very fair features, eye color, hair color, and builds that aren't as commonly seen among the standard humanoids of the Altain continent. And so it's pretty easy to see that a lot of these folklore about, especially considering that they're, you know, visitors from beyond. My child was taken by the star people. The beauty from the moon.
That's bullshit. Our people don't take people.
That they are referencing arguably one singular entity. And there are several theses on scroll work that support that hypothesis.
So there could have been more here at one time. Well, I know that there were more here at one time. I mean, especially your people, Amy, they tend to like to come to the planet to talk to people. My people, my tribe don't tend to leave the planet.
Socialize.
Yeah. We are a druidic people, a nomadic people. And we just tend to stay to ourselves, away from your cities, which, I mean, it kind of surprises me that you are how you are around people, as opposed to myself.
She had her head as a baby.
Yeah, I would be very fascinated. I would be very fascinated to learn how you came to the plane.
It was a rough landing.
Yeah. I mean, mine was.
It completely wiped out all of her programming to destroy the planet.
Exactly. Her grandfather found her as a naked baby with a tail and
cut it off, and wings grew in its place.
Right. And then like 20 years later, after she had a kid who was 5 years old, like her brother came.
We're really getting the ball rolling with these references.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I kind of pull her to the side, you know, like kind of, you know, this is describing, you know, I don't remember a ton, but I'm like, this is describing what I remember as this, you know, this.
Yeah, you're definitely finding supportive evidence in these folklore and theses.
I mean, I wasn't expecting anything of, you know, the measure of, hey, you know, these people are still here and they're living among us kind of thing. But I mean, this is better than what I was expecting. So, yeah, there have been people here that have actually, you know, communicated and or left these notes here. Do I notice anything like, and again, I'm willing to roll for it, which I probably will. Anything that handwriting wise looks different than the rest of them.
In terms of
looking like typography and things like that, like either drastic difference of spellings, just obviously different, you know, handwriting styles, like vastly different.
Well, most of the folklores are regional. So
yeah, basically I'm trying to figure out if somebody wrote their own story here, from one of the Onheron wrote their own story down and put it in here. Like
nothing quite like that, because you get the inclination that any sort of script they use up there is probably going to be different from what is used by the races as a common language down here.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to look for, you know, common as a second language.
Yeah, nothing is quite sticking out like that. It doesn't seem like, you know, there was a precursor to your visit that left a little Easter egg for you to find should you happen to go looking for it.
Yeah, that's kind of
nothing like that.
That's kind of what I was aiming for.
This is someone, various someone's traveled around a lot, heard a lot of urban legends that they went, oh, hey, wait a minute, that sounds kind of similar to, and wound up compiling information in the hopes of maybe proving a theory that, hey, maybe that shiny object in the sky isn't quite so distant after all.
Do I notice any kind of like regional similarities to any of these?
For things that are closer geographically from each other, there are going to be, you know, some similarities both in the hand used, the way the stories are told, whether or not the visitors are seen as more benevolent, more mysterious, the baby kidnapping kind.
Not our people. Just putting that out there, the Onheron do not kidnap babies.
And maybe some of them do.
There might be that one guy. You never know.
It's that one guy who poisoned the Halloween candy. Now everybody has to check their kids' candy every freaking year.
No, it's just the guy who's airlifting them to the hospital on the moon and then forgetting where he took them from, so he puts them back just in random places. I mean, they're not sick anymore, but they're also halfway across the planet.
All right. Yeah. So I'm like, Amy, I look at Amy, anything else you kind of want to figure out? I didn't figure we were going to get a ton of information here other than, you know, probable opportunities that, you know, either our people have been sending still, or definitely were sending still people here, and what have, and, you know, maybe something that happened to them.
Some of what's going on,
just
not a whole lot.
Yeah, I'd like to eventually make my way back up to the plateau, and I'm telling this character, I'd like to eventually take you back to where I woke up, and maybe speak to some of my people up there to see if they know anything, and certainly eventually try and find our way to Valfreya's people to see if they know anything.
Well, that's not going to happen for a while, so I guess we're going to have to just figure it out from here. So,
no, absolutely.
Off to figure out our powers, I guess?
Yeah, we'll come back here later tonight, see if we can use the telescope.
Use some stargazing.
To see if we can see anything on the actual satellite.
Yeah, because we can't do anything until after dark with that, because, no.
The
sun is a deadly laser.
Can we jump to Fragul real quick?
Yeah, so end of story. We're gonna walk our way over to the College of Light.
Sounds good. And in that interim, what are you getting into, Fragul?
I'm getting into, hey, archivist lady. Is there somewhere I can go and practice these fighting skills?
There is a practice yard out back for those who wish to engage in more practical research.
I'm talking about real fighting.
Well, like, if you want a real fight, you would best find yourself outside the walls or within the walls of the stadium.
Ooh, where's that at?
By the port.
Ah.
God.
Okay. Like, what kind is it? Like, competition or like champion of the day? What is it?
It varies from week to week and month to month. They'll have contests of strength, sporting games, duels, occasionally a grander Champion of Arms style tournament. I can't say I pay too much attention to the details, even though I am stationed at the College of War. It wasn't my first pick, I'll be honest.
Okay. All right. Could you direct me where that is exactly?
You'll wish to leave the campus, head back towards the main roads that you likely veered left on originally, take the rightmost fork from the direction you originally came. I suppose coming from our direction, it would be a left fork at that point. Head towards the water, dear.
Got it. I look over at Savath.
He motions for you to go forward.
I ain't stopping this idiot, you kidding?
Savath, you had one job.
I am going to the Gladiator Coliseum.
Hey, if he's going to be destructive, at least let him do it in a place where he's not going to hurt anybody.
Kind of a valid point.
All right, I'm walking down. I get to the fork.
Making his way downtown.
Walking fast.
Do I see anyone of my party on the way out?
You don't see anyone from your team on the way out of town, because they're all holed up in the assorted colleges by the time you leave. All
right. Because I'll tell the archivist that's in the front, if any of my friends come looking for me, tell them I went to the Coliseum.
Sure. Your friends are...
Savant, like, interrupts. He's like, the big giant dude in armor. You'll see.
Ah, yes, I suppose he would stick out. Very well, I'll relay the message if it becomes relevant.
Thanks, Savath. Okay, I'm all like, now I'm literally skipping to the...
Gonna go fight some dudes by the water.
Gonna go beat some asses.
All right. Do I encounter anything on my way there?
I mean, no, you're heading through the town proper. It's mostly other people going about their business, other people purveying their business. It's a big city. You're gonna see a lot of stuff that's probably gonna be pretty overwhelming for a small forest bear like yourself. But you manage to make your way towards the water, and the stadium itself is pretty easy to spot. Large fortified structure, lots of shouting coming from inside.
Have the explosions stopped yet?
They're more intermittent, but still going on. And you see a few slightly more armored scholars heading into the College of Light.
I am making my way over there. I'm curious to see where this is going.
You will undoubtedly run into Kai and Amy on your way.
Yo.
Hey, how's it going?
Wait. I'm from the moon.
No.
I know.
Welcome back. What brings you over this way?
Explosions.
Yeah, I'm interested in those as well. I'm not going to lie. Yep. Yeah.
I'll take point.
Amy, do you want to go check out the explosions?
No, I don't want to be by the explosions right now.
Kind of want to see the explosions.
Not right now. Maybe later if they keep going on.
I want to see the explosions.
You should just take care of Amy. I'll go and find out what's going on.
Okay. We'll be here. I'm going to go do research on magics.
Albert gives a thumbs up.
Give it back. Have fun with the explosions.
Will do. Have fun with your magic investigation.
Will do.
And part ways.
Yep. He goes right. I go left.
You take the high road and I'll take the low road. And I'll reach explosions before you.
That's a great one. All right. Are these like Arbert scholars? Are they looking like uncomfortable? Is there...
They have the looks of the cops who have been called for the umpteenth time this week to deal with the racist neighbor who won't stop shouting obscenities.
So bored out of their mind and probably extremely frustrated more than...
It's like, ah, this again? I was about to go on my lunch break.
This shit needs to stop.
Oh, I would be full rage mode if that were me. You do not fuck with my lunch break.
Right.
I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of try to slip in.
Hello, fellow armored scholar.
Yes, I'm an armored scholar.
I am also a armored scholar.
I see you too, like armoring your scholars.
I armor my scholars all the time.
I tried armoring it twice, but then it broke.
Yeah, double bagging doesn't work, CJ.
All right, so how's it going?
The explosions or
getting inside? How does that go for me?
Oh, I mean, you guys have your identification cards. Nobody's really going to give you too much of a problem. The front desk is mostly, hey, what are you looking to find? And if you actually ask, hey, what's causing all these fucking explosions, they will direct you towards the laboratory areas.
All right, going that way.
I don't want to blow shit up.
I want to see shit get blown up. All right, I'm going to slip in and then peek my head in and see how it's going.
Well, most of the laboratories are going to be pretty well locked up, and you will hear a pretty wide variety of interesting to flat-out disturbing sounds coming from inside them. The one with the explosions is pretty easy to find, given that it will occasionally cause other doors to open and angry words to be shouted down the hallway in that general direction. And you do finally come to the right laboratory door that seems to be causing the biggest bang for your buck.
I will open it.
Like I said, it's locked, so you're probably going to have to start banging angrily on the door.
All right, I guess I'm going to bang angrily on the door. Well, not angrily, but loud enough for them to hear me.
Friendly banging on the door.
I'm going to friendly banging roughly on the door.
Clang, 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 clang.
Oh, that was a lively one. Is that?
Yeah, it sounds like someone is generating loud noises outside of your door for once.
Is that... Why? Who's coming to see me? I'm like the least popular person here. Who's coming to see me?
Well, and might be because of the explosions.
I mean...
Explosions tend to impact your popularity, just saying.
Is that... Back home, explosions are all the rage. I don't see how it's an issue here. And I kind of pout as I walk towards the door from the other side of the room, and I slowly open it.
There is a very large suit of armor raising its fist towards your door.
Oh! Not again! And I slam the door.
Is it Tuesday already?
It's a Tuesday already.
That's not the first time that's happened to me.
Yeah, that's probably bringing back memories.
Yeah, really is.
It's been a while since I've had somebody scream at me like that.
Alone in the moonlight.
Oh, memories. It's
a Tuesday. I'm going to knock again.
I mean, he did kind of look friendly, I guess.
As friendly as a giant walking suit of armor can look.
Exactly.
You know, just your friendly neighborhood necromancer.
Exactly. That's gotta be it. That's gotta be the show title.
And I fully open the door.
Necromance.
Does whatever a necromancer does. Can I help you? You don't look like one of the other guards from Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
As opposed to Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, and Sunday?
I mean, Sunday. I've never done explosions on a Sunday. That's a good idea. Please, come in.
Okay.
But wait, you have to do it after like 11:30 because they have to go to church first.
Yeah, church is a Sabbath.
No, do it while people are in church. It'll, you know, make
sure fun. Exactly where Sabbath came from.
Please, sir. How can I help you? Which color do you fancy? And I kind of point over to some kind of test tube shaped things in a satchel.
Colors for what exactly?
Oh, no, colors of my most recent experiment. See, there's the blue one, there's the pink one, and then there's the not pink, but salmon one.
Do they both look pink?
To the untrained eye, yes. But as we have established, Calibras is a master of fashion. Exactly. You can easily tell the difference. And fashion. That is clearly chartreuse.
Yeah, dear sir, that is not salmon, that is chartreuse. Right.
That's the show title.
There we go.
Back.
Madam Savage.
You guys, chartreuse is like green.
Okay, fuchsia. Wait. That is not salmon, that is fuchsia.
I thought that was a part of the joke, actually. I was running with it.
And what exactly is this experiment?
I actually haven't decided that yet. I mean, it's akin to providing entertainment for the skies. And I look to the ceiling and do this, like, at the more you know sign with my hands.
Kai's wolf ears perk up.
Interesting.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to introduce myself. Professor Hughes, please. And your name is?
Calibras.
Calibras, pleasure. And I extend my hand out to shake his hand.
A heavy gauntlet hits your hand.
Yeah, you're going to need a bit of a grip for that one.
Zink.
Oh, that's gonna hurt a little bit.
It's strong, I see.
Well, so, I do work out.
Oh, really?
I do, in fact, lift, bro. Yeah.
All the time. This armor is heavy as shit.
I never take it off.
You never take it off, really? So you sleep in all of that?
Yeah. The short answer.
Well.
For interesting moments. Thanks.
Haven't answered the question. What brings you here?
I just came to see if you knew exactly how much you were disturbing the rest of the college.
Disturbing is not the word I would use.
Oh, what word would you use? I'm curious.
I would more frame it as providing a service that no one seems to provide.
Pissing them off? That doesn't sound much like a service to me.
Again, I wouldn't call it that. I mean, again, I'm framing my new experiment as entertainment for the skies.
Erk.
Kai sneezes.
Turns back.
Where'd this wolf come from?
God damn it!
Oh, but while I've actually got someone here, I'm going to do this. I've never done this with someone else in the room. Please.
Calibras, run.
If you wouldn't mind,
Hold this and close your eyes. No.
Open your mouth. Make your way to the other side of the room. I barely know you, so I don't know how good you are with science or energy.
Good enough. Well, actually, that's a lie. I'm not good at all, but I will pretend I am for this.
The next 3 minutes.
Exactly.
Move.
I want to see something explode.
Move to the other side of the room.
And he will do that.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
I take the salmon-colored test tube, and then I put it up again on the windowsill in the laboratory.
This looks a little fishy, Calibras.
I know, I'm a little scared.
Don't worry. I'm going to make sure I point it the right way.
Close your eyes, it'll be over soon.
Hey, I'm going to make sure I point it the right way, because if I don't, I explode before you do. So I'm doing this.
I explode before you do.
That's not a settling.
That is what she said. Yeah. Nay, demanded.
Demanded. And I try and turn this mysterious salmon liquid into a what would be described on Earth as a firework.
All right, give me some hot energy action.
Oh, some hot energy. Some hot energy.
Down the back of it.
This is the part of the show that Dale hopefully doesn't mess up. Do I take advantage?
Given that this is experimental research you're working with, just treat it as a normal role. You're not working with advantage or disadvantage. When you've mastered the art of colorful explosions, you can start working with advantage on it, but you're not working at disadvantage because this is your research.
Okay.
It's a seven.
It's a seven.
Oof. Oh, jeez.
I'm back on the Manipool for one time only. Good night, everyone.
So does it like pretend to like all this fire and it just rolls out of the tube?
Does he explode himself?
No, you know what it needs to do?
It's pointing outside of the window.
All over Calibras's armor, and he's got to have salmon colored thing like speckles all over him now.
It is pointing, the tube is pointing outside. I want to stress that.
Okay, oh, but I thought you were pointing it at Calibras. Like, you were...
No. I'm pointing it outside of the window to demonstrate my entertainment in the skies experiment.
Yeah, the vial begins to bubble and shake, and you've got a few seconds before it goes off, probably not in the direction you're aiming.
I forgot to...
Carry the one, divide by zero. No, wait, never divide by zero.
Never divide by zero. I am. I forgot to add. There was another element that I forgot to add. Zinc! I go over to a little cabinet that's beside the window. Grab.
Just a pinch.
I grab the tub of zinc, because they come in tubs apparently. Tub of zinc, I put it on the windowsill, and I add some.
Dale can choose anything in the world because we're not dealing with earthen elements, and he chooses one of the most common earthen elements.
Awesome. Hush.
Look, man, he didn't have any unobtainium handy. It's real hard to get a hold of.
And I'm in a rush.
He can do with what he's got. Cut the girl some slack.
I grab a pinch of zinc from the tub and I reach around and kind of from arm's length toss the pinch into the tube out of context.
All
And I kind of wait for a... I step back from the window and wait for a bit.
For okay. Give me another roll and pray to gods.
Right. Welcome to Halloween 2017. That would be zero and that.
Hey, that's 20. I like it.
That's slightly better.
Yeah, it's just a few.
A little bit.
Just a few bits better. The bubbling and violent shaking settles down, and the explosion launches itself out of the tube in your intended direction, followed shortly by the almost customary, "Damn it, Hughes!"
Calabrese finds that extremely amusing.
Entertainment. Am I right?
It is funny.
I mean, he's laughing.
And the lights are nice.
So, salmon's not a bad color after all. I knew it would work. I just, if you tear off traditional colors, you have to add stuff to it. I wonder why. Again, Calabrese, I don't think you've answered my question. What can I help you with?
And now that I put your life in mortal danger, what can I help you with?
Well, I guess at this point, nothing much. I just simply wanted to see what all the racket was about. But now that I know, I guess I'm done here.
I mean, it's harmful fun, right? She says with a tremor in her voice,
harmful.
Forgetting the fact that it nearly ended up in the laboratory being exploded.
It's dangerous fun, and that's really the best kind of fun there is.
Why else be an adventurer if not for some harmful fun now and then?
It's simply not fun if your life is not in danger.
Exactly!
It's much more fun, I must digress, when lives are on the line.
Mind you, I've started receiving some complaints.
Not mine, but yours.
Oh, I've started receiving some complaints, but I feel it's because I'm an out-of-towner. You're not from here, are you? And she kind of death stares.
Shakes his head.
Oh, glad. Are you alone?
I have companions, traveling companions. Acquaintances are most of them.
Oh, my best friend's talking about me again, Amy.
Where are they? Are they in other faculties or what? Are they? I don't understand why they wouldn't also want to see my new form of entertainment in the skies.
I'm sure they're busy doing their own research. I had nothing better to do, so I came to figure out what happened.
Nothing better to do.
I mean that in the kindest of ways. Not exactly that this is boring, but that I'm not occupied with anything.
But are you entertained?
Very much so, yes.
You not entertained?
Not entertained? I mean, that could have ended badly.
Well,
let's do it again.
What color am I going to replace salmon with?
What if, instead of just one color, you make two at the same time?
Sylvia thinks for a moment. The balance will be off.
I mean, firing two at the same time so they mix in the air.
They mix in the air.
You're live here on the Manapool, folks. The invention of fireworks, not in China.
That's a good idea. You can stay.
Well, where else was I going to go?
This campus is apparently large.
Apparently.
Calabrese being Calabrese.
I mean, greed and pig don't work together. Plus, the pig one I've already used, and there's that's a secondhand one that.
There's only so much pink.
Too much pink energy.
We like teal.
Hey, if you're looking for fashion advice, I mean, there's you could do much worse than having Calabras in there.
It's true. What about red and green? Those colors seem to complement each other quite well.
Red. Do I have any pre-made red?
What is this red you speak of?
What is this red you speak of? I look in the same sort of cupboard that I pulled the zinc out of. I don't think I have any red made. I do all that off campus. I only provide the entertainment here.
Well, I'm sure your type of entertainment doesn't seem like it's much appreciated here anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, considering all the shouting and the anger that your explosions have been causing, it doesn't look
But you are the only person that's actually been inside my lab and watched the end product of my experiment.
I thought it was fascinating. Sort of.
Thank you.
Kind of.
But all the guards and stuff, particularly Thursday, he is so annoying. Ugh.
The Thursday guard?
So annoying. And from what I hear on the grapevine, he talks about his dead dog all the time. I don't understand.
This is a relic there. Sylvia killed his guard dog.
That's what it was.
Out of character, that was what I was going for there. Red. I can't seem to find any red.
Your blood will have to do.
Calabres, can you find any red in this cabinet?
Calabres, the research assistant.
Right.
I will search for red in this cabinet.
Whoa! Hey-o.
Hey. Getting freaky on the map. Perception is what I'm hearing. I got three.
This is going great, guys. It's good to be back on the map.
Design is his forte, not...
color theory, not so much. As a matter of fact, he's colorblind.
He's colorblind now!
Is that success with a twist?
The twist. He realized he's colorblind at the same time? Yes.
No, it's because he actually found the purple one, but in reaching for the purple one, he knocked the red one over and got it all over himself. It looks like a bloodbath.
Yes! Thank you. Oh, no! Well,
I'm going to come out with a gigantic, like, tie-dyed armor. It's going to be fantastic.
Too bad I actually haven't accounted for this yet.
I accounted for somebody coming in here and knocking over your red vials?
Only the red ones.
Fuck these red vials!
I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to think what could make that less obvious.
A red stain?
Yes, but I know people here, they talk and they might get the wrong idea about how I may have caused you to bleed.
Well, here's the thing about that. I don't care.
I am accustomed to being soaked in blood. It's my preferred bath.
This smells nicer.
It smells. Actually, that's not the red one. That's actually, well, actually, it is red with a hint of rose. So now you smell like a rose.
Every rose has its sword.
But you did you find anything in there at all? Or were you just clumsy? No, actually, you know what? Never mind. And then I put my head in there further. I kind of shoo Calibratus away. Okay, move over. I thought that was you telling me to stop. Shoo over. And then I put my head in there and try searching for a red vial. Now, do I have to do a check for that?
It's your cabinet. You know where it is.
Yeah.
Or where it should be and may have gotten slightly misplaced. Either way, you're good.
No red. But I did find this purple. It's purple. Green and purple?
Yay, the question purple. Mark.
You know what? Green? Why not? Try it. It might work.
Okay. And I take the test tube out of a little holder thing that I have in the cabinet. I walk it over to the windowsill. I sit it on the windowsill. And I also grab, at the same time as I'm sitting that on the windowsill, I also grab the green test tube out of my bag and put it on the windowsill at the same time. And I let go of them simultaneously as they're poking out of the window.
Put that in there. Fireworks.
Alrighty. Go ahead and light those bad boys up. We'll see what happens this time.
Oh, God, do I want to know? And nothing.
Holy shit!
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Jeez!
Good Lord!
It was a 41, ladies and gentlemen.
A 41 and a 29. Fuck!
You're never gonna get those to roll when you
mean that. Yeah, no, when I actually need them to.
Yeah, the green's a little lackluster, but still spectacular. But the purple is absolutely sublime. And you actually hear from outside the window, "Damn it, Hughes, that was actually impressive."
All right, so I'm going to note that down on my character sheet that I need at least a 40 for it to be spectacular.
Well, to impress some of your colleagues anyway.
Yeah, right. That particular colleague's DC was a 40.
Jesus, that's the silence for a while.
It's beautiful.
In which Dale learns the fun of exploding dice.
You're right.
I know. That, and then Sylvia, there's like silence in the room for a good 3 minutes.
She just has to take in the awe of the spectacle. I made this.
I made this. Look at the thing.
It works. It works.
That was beautiful. Don't you think? Attend to Calibrus.
It was amazing.
That is what I came to this town for. That
is art.
My job is not done. That, I feel like, is a good path. Purple it is!
The purple explosion mage.
The purple explosion mage. The color purple, too.
Just as a side note, Vilfreya's eyes are purple, so now we match.
See, there you go. It's telephone.
I have a question to ask.
Fire away.
Is this all you do?
No. And my eyes kind of dart around.
You want to see the really good stuff?
What else can you do?
I call it blue ice.
That's really good. I read books. My eyes dart around the room even further.
I'm talking about the dangerous stuff.
Reading... I like it when it's dangerous.
Reading books is dangerous?
Depending on what leader you're asking it is.
There you go. I mean, I make sure that I leave my bag at the front desk before I go into any of the libraries, that's for sure.
Any reason for that, or you're just a weirdo?
Oh, there's some... Excuse me?
I mean, do people just leave their bags at the front of the desk, like, for no reason?
No, I have to leave the bag that I told my parents I would take with me everywhere simply because something about lighting paper on something, libraries fire bad.
Right, apparently. So it is the weirdo
part. Okay. I wouldn't call it weird, I would call it party pooping.
Right. Well,
though, I have to do a refill. And I go back into my cabinet and pull out another purple, a blue, and a green tube.
Well, this was fun and all, but I have to make sure my friend...
I'm going to run with a quickness.
Didn't you say you had friends here?
Yeah, and I'm going to go find them and make sure they're not hurting each other.
Ooh, can I come with? It's been a while since I've had a break. It's a long day. So stressful setting things on fire all day.
And now we have the pyromaniac mage on our team.
Calibres could empathize with that more than you would. It's so tired. Setting villages on fire all day.
All day.
You have no idea, darling.
I guess.
No idea. It's so tough work.
I guess if you want to, sure, though not sure why.
New people are always fun. That's how you ended up here, right?
Fair point. Calibres will shrug his shoulders and then say, all right, then follow me.
All right, I grab my little bag that looks like a satchel thing with like three kind of test tube sized holders, I want to call them, in the side of them. I make sure I grab my keys to the lavatory that are also in another compartment of the bag as well. And I depart.
Hey, I go to the rendezvous point.
Rendezvous point of a lavatory? Okay.
No, sure. where we're supposed to meet everybody else.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the lavatory was your rendezvous point.
No.
Your personal one.
The rendezvous with destiny.
the main
rendezvous with destiny. And the color purple.
The bear fucking left.
The bear
I imagine they tell me that.
Sidebar though, before we get back to that, I wonder if the bear actually saw the purple explosion from down there.
Was it big enough to where I could see it from the Colosseum?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, that one went off and up pretty far. It okay. would not surprise me if there's a, you know, there's a pretty decent chance he might have seen it. Ralph, if you want to drop me some perception, we can verify that.
Now, if it were nighttime, definitely.
Oh,
Nighttime, definitely. The green one could have been seen at night, right?
Most likely. Yeah.
In a short radius. This is in the middle of the day, too, by the way.
The green one was pretty good for a daytime explosion, but the purple was spectacular. It sparkled.
Yay.
Like, it pretty much looked like amethyst was raining down from the explosion.
And the answer to our question is no. So that's a 10.
He's busy swinging his sword at people, so he's in his happy place.
Yes, come the next challenger.
Raul, give me a quick trio of might rolls.
Oh, you said that. You shouldn't have said that. Dude, you dug yourself a hole.
Well, no, it's just, like, I definitely want him to have his fun at the Colosseum. 28. But I don't have enough fodder on the fly slash wanting to do several encounters for one individual. So given that he's a level 3 character.
Damn, Fragul.
Yeah, you pretty handily wipe the floor with several of your opponents, but you do run into a few individuals who give you a run for your money, and that's when you are eventually, you know, your run is over.
28, 12, and 28.
You were tired out by the other guys.
Yeah, the lesser foes wore you down, and you couldn't triumph over the current reigning champion, but damn if it wasn't a spectacle.
Yes. Right. I gained stronger in defeat than in victory.
I like you.
So, Raul, actually go ahead and give yourself a legend point for your Colosseum victories, as the locals now are aware of the existence of the mighty Fragul.
Yes, the mighty Fragul.
You made a fine showing on your Colosseum debut, and it was well received by the crowd.
Are you not entertained by the mighty Fragul?
Are you entertained by that? Entertainment in the skies, entertainment in the course.
All week. Remember to tip your waiter.
As he's taking his bow is when the purple goes off, so the people that do see it, his victory is like punctuated.
I would love it if can we make that canon that yep. both of that oh, happened
totally. That's exactly why he botched the perception roll. Is he was taking his bow as the heavens announced his fine showing.
That's a great place to leave the episode. Sorry, but anyway, that's not working.
That's a really good moral victory for Fragul.
And I think that'll be a moral victory for us ending the show, you guys.
Yay, we got a new
friend member. So good to be
that was a problem you were having previously.
What? Is finding a friend and he had to go into an exploding laboratory to find a friend? Hmm.
This is Calabras we're talking about. Have you watched the previous episodes?
That's true.
Hey, he likes me well enough to res me with my brain intact.
It's true, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Jury's still out.
Yeah. Hey, you promised.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's my best friend.
Why does everybody want to be my friend all of a sudden? No. You guys shunned me and then you're all like, no, we're friends now.
I didn't shun you.
Nobody shunned you.
I just met you. You don't even know my first name, technically.
I just met you. And this is crazy. Here's my fireworks. So call me maybe.
Okay.
All right. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so at geekioshow@gmail.com. If you want to support the show and everything that we do on the Geekio Network, head over to patreon.com/geekio. If you want to hang out with us, you can do so as well by going to geek-io.net/discord. Welcome, Dale, to the fold.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back. The first time in 2 years.
Yeah, first time seriously in here for 2 years. It's crazy that we have been doing this for 2 friggin' years.
But it's good to be back. Thank you for having me back.
No problem.
It's good to have you.
All right, guys. We will see you right back here next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this KK Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?